Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is June the 4th, which is a Tuesday, 2019. This is The Daily. Continue to represent your Nintendo love on your body. Check out the new Splatoon and Super Mario UT collection recently released on Uniqlo.com, where you'll find a colorful selection of t-shirts for adults and kids. They retail at $14.90 each and will only be available for a limited time, so grab them before they sell out at uniqlo.com. Detective Pikachu released almost 3 weeks ago and broke the record for being the largest opening weekend of any video game movie in the US, earning $58 million in US sales and $161 million worldwide. As of May 28th, it has grossed $360 million worldwide. And in case you wonder what it'll take to be the very best, Warcraft sets the bar at a whopping $433 million worldwide. No worries though, Pikachu is on the case. Most huge Nintendo fans know that one of the only ways to get some of the best Nintendo merch is to visit the Nintendo store in New York City. Well, Nintendo is finally opening a second store in their home country. Called Nintendo Tokyo, the store will open this fall within the Shibuya district. On Wednesday, the Pokemon Company held a press conference with brand new announcements. A new Detective Pikachu game will be coming to the Switch to resolve the cliffhanger from the 3DS version. Whether it's an expanded port or a sequel, that seems to be up in the air. Pokemon Home was announced as a cloud-based service to transfer all your Pokemon from 3DS and Switch and mobile devices. But don't get too excited, because you can't transfer back and forth to everything. Once your collection is in Pokemon Home, you'll only be able to transfer to Pokemon Sword and Shield. And if playing Pokemon Awake wasn't enough, Pokemon Sleep was announced as an app to make sleeping entertaining by sleeping with your Pokemon. As silly as that sounds, it gets better. You can purchase a device that can be used with both Pokemon Sleep and Pokemon Go. It's called Pokemon Go Plus Plus. And that's not a joke. The new device has a built-in accelerometer to sync with your phone to monitor your snoozing habits. And finally, a new mobile game called Pokemon Masters is coming soon, which will allow you to fight alongside Pokemon trainers from the game series. So, in order to remember all of these things, I created this sentence. It doesn't take a detective to know that you need to go home and sleep to be a master at Pokemon. Plus plus. And if you're sad that you can't travel to all the cool gaming conventions, buck up, buddy, because Nintendo is traveling around the US with the Nintendo Road Trip Tour starting on June the 26th. The games list will consist of Super Mario Maker 2, Splatoon 2, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu, Super Mario Party, Overcooked 2, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. You can check out the list of cities by going to events.nintendo.com/roadtrip. The closest location for me is about 4 hours away in Perry, Georgia in October. And since I own all of those games, I might pass. But Nintendo events are always a load of fun, so if it's near you, check it out. And that's all for today. With this episode, Nintendo Seconds has finally returned from its unannounced hiatus. It's been 7 months since the last episode. I could blame moving into a house. I could blame a lack of motivation. I could blame not wanting to do anything but play video games. But I won't do that. I'm just gonna say that I'm happy to be back, and I hope to get back to a continuous habit. Now, I don't imagine it'll be a daily habit like before, but maybe once a week, maybe a few times a week, I don't know. What I do know is that starting it up again, recording, and posting this episode was the first step for me to getting back into the habit, and I'm looking forward to many more. With that, if you'd like to contact me, you can send me a voicemail through the Anchor app. At least, I hope they still do voicemail. Or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.